Thank you very much for staying on the line, Yellum. This is Chase. How are you?
I'm good. Who is that?
This is Chase Miles. I'm the manager for Sam.
All right. So, Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to the website is ready. I sent all the FTP client the details to the Peter and then to Sam, of course.
Right.
And I don't know, for some reason they cannot upload the website files to the server, because
right.
I tried even myself. I downloaded the file Zilla. It's a FTP client. I download myself. When I put the host, I put all the information which I gave to the guys, and I was able to get to the folder where the website should kind of be uploaded. I don't know why they're having some issues with that. And I'm kind of I became almost professional for the last 5 hours talking to you back and forth. Now I know how the website kind of working from the backstage.
Perfect.
It's good from one side. I learned something new.
Right.
Really, kind of. I know nowadays what is file transfer protocol and what is that and how it's worked behind the scenes. Usually I go
exactly.
www something, but now kind of I see that thing. But the issue is, I don't know why, for some reasons, the guy, Sam, he cannot, all he needs is just to transfer those files to the folder called AG
right.
United Group. That's it.
So
and
the problem,
after that,
yeah.
Everything is okay, you see?
Yeah, the problem is that the hosting that you're basically trying to use, it does not have the certification of the website version that we are basically been building up. So maybe that is one of the problem which has been stopping us to upload the files on there.
No. He was explaining me totally different thing. He wanted to get access to the account or
right.
to this control panel. It's he even couldn't transfer anything.
Yeah. Which is why, if you can give us the actual login details for the IONOS.
No. Why should I do? You have this kind of. All you need is to transfer those files to the folder. That's it. All you need to transfer the website file to the folder. That's it. There is nothing a copy paste thing.
Right, but that is the problem, that the files are not getting updated, because it needs a security check to be clear so that it can go and then it could done. So that's why I just wanted to check that if it even compatible with the website or not.
Look, he was telling me absolutely the different story, you see? He was saying that the link doesn't work or something. Really, all you need is just go to the FileZilla or any CyberDoc or whatever.
What
would happen
me the login details? Why are you not giving the login details? Do you have other websites live as well?
Yeah, I don't feel, first of all, it's not the kind of the process should be between the developer and the person who is ordering, because I know that all you need is just FTP client to make this website live. That's it.
On
you don't need any
area.
Other.
Yeah.
And I don't feel kind of secure giving this kind of access to that portal, really. There are some information which is really I'm not safe to provide in it. And
What if I told you that the hosting that you're using is not compatible? What then?
But you don't know about it, you see, because you even didn't try.
That is why I'm saying that if you can give us the login details, we can go ahead and we can basically see that. That's why I'm on the phone, so that I can fix the issues in front of you. I'm on the phone and I'm on the screen, and I can check on that so that we can go ahead and we can make the website live.
But why don't you just put those files to the folder? That's it.
Because,
and let's see. Really?
Because the latest update of WordPress, which is 5.1, have some security issues, and which is why from now onwards we cannot basically put the files by FTP depending on the host server as well. If it could be GoDaddy, except of the IONOS or HostGator, then they do have a security check-in coming up with the FTP file, so by which the files get easily transferred. So that is why we recommend that if you can give us the login details, we cannot change the password, we cannot do anything, because you must have an alternative email on which if somebody resets your password, you will get the notification. So we just wanted to basically check the system. That's pretty much it.
But how do you want to check the system? What kind of information you need?
We will just
let me provide you this information. Let me log in and you tell me what kind of information you need. I will screenshot it and like let's do it like this way.
All right. So then do one thing. Log into your screen, and then whatever functionalities you see over there, just take the screenshot and send it to us, if you would like to do that. Because every single host, let me explain you. Every single host, like if you go to GoDaddy, if you go to our hosting, all have different dashboards. And this system that you've been telling us, the IONOS, this is pretty much a very new system. So it might have different functionalities to check the hosting compatibility. So you just need to show some trust as you have done before. And we can go ahead and we can make the thing sorted out for you. That is why we're on the phone.
I really cannot understand kind of the scheme. Like, I mean, what kind of information are you looking for?
We just wanted to check the specification for the hosting. We wanted to check like how many cores does it have. We also would like to check the current version for that host particular provider and the compatibility of the version.
So can you maybe you or the Peter send me all these questions like? Based on your language, IT language, then I will ask the guys at the INS and they will provide me the answers, like all the numbers and the hosting and everything. So just send me your requirements. Like, what are your requirements?
Right.
Like, to the email or like to the messaging? Just send me Orbit, they need such and such requirements for the hosting. Then I will ask the INS, guys, my guys saying like they need such requirements.
Sure, I'll do that for you. How much are you paying to them for the hosting?
I don't remember.
A roughly number?
No, I need to check because I paid yearly and like it was long time ago and like please send me like requirements. Like what are the requirements to meet? What are the requirements they have to meet? Then I will contact INS. I will say, guys, do you meet those requirements or not? And that's it. Let's do this one simply, okay? Just send me through the messaging in the portal, which I'm communicating with the Peter or to my email, it doesn't matter. And then let's do like that. I think it's a very simple kind of the procedure. You send the requirements and then I ask those guys and let's see.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and do that.
Okay. All right. So you're going to send it through the messages in the Orbit?
Exactly. Peter will be the one sending you that.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thank you.